So I wanted to talk to you guys about Little Mikayla. Little Mikayla is an Instagram star right now, and a lot of people argue on whether or not she's a real girl, a real person, or whether or not she is like some fake person created by a music company or a clothing company just to sell and market stuff. Who knows?
Do you like it?
I've like gotten onto listening to audiobooks lately.
Oh, really?
But I have to get
Are you listening to The Secret?
Oh my god. Yes. I definitely am not. I read The Secret back in like high school though.
That made a splash.
Made a huge splash.
I didn't read it because I was a punk and I didn't want to read things that people told me to read.
Yeah.
That was also coming out of my Bible phase, so I already gone down that route.
Yeah, you know? You're like, positive thinking doesn't achieve things. God achieves things.
Exactly. So what's the deal with The Secret? It's just that if you think about it...
Yeah, it's like the power of positive thinking, and if you can visualize something, like you really want this watch, visualize it. Visualize yourself having it, and then you'll eventually have it.
It's a crock of shit.
It's a total crock of shit, because I feel like they simplified it to try to make it sound magical, when really it's like, yeah, visualize it so much that you find out how to get it yourself. Like,
yeah, the secret is think about it, then find the steps you need to take to get it, and work as hard as you can to implement those steps so that you can achieve what you're trying to do.
Yep.
Sounds
oh my
like
god!
Just setting goals.
I know.
Speaking of goals, are the
magic equation. Honestly,
yeah.
Like
they didn't call it that. They're like, I think their thing is that you could just sit in a room and envision it, and it would come.
Well, yeah, and I think it's designed for lazy people who like live in a trailer in Alabama and like want $1 million, and they go, oh, holy shit!
Just visualize.
Just visualize.
The other version of that, like the masculine version, I think is rap music. Where it's like, I'm gonna get mine, son, and like the Eminem lyrics.
I don't know if Eminem's a good example. He's kind of a little self enlightened now. I think
this would be the early Eminem.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Where it's like, and then you see it trickle down to guys where it's like, I'm gonna get mine, and I'm gonna walk into that business room. I'll be like, give me my money.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, it doesn't really work like that. You got to build a relationship. Yeah. You got to be
kind
of nice
from,
to people.
You just went from like step 1 to step 20.
Can't, like flip a table and like walk out.
It doesn't sound as good.
And here's your check.
It doesn't sound as good. No. You have to be like, oh, thank you. It's great doing business with you.
You have to maintain a multi-year, long-term relationship with a potential client.
You have to take a note sometimes.
Yeah. It doesn't really work the same. But
there is a GIF on the front page for this week that shows Donald Trump motorboating Rudy Giuliani dressed in drag.
That.
Nice.
And it looks fully real. Like I
think it is real.
It's
from years and years ago. This is the interesting thing about him and all the things that come up like this is like his past. Like Donald Trump was an interesting character back in his youth, and I mean that in as neutral way as possible.
Totally.
I just mean that there's like a lot of clips and shit that come up that are like when he was younger.
He's been in movies as a character.
Totally. And it's like one of these things where every time something comes up and it's from like before the 2000s, I just kind of like shrug and go, figured. Yeah.
It's not like any other like president, any other public
figure.
I
mean, the closest
figure.
Is Arnold, of course.
Yeah.
On John Oliver, they did a piece on Giuliani. It's really funny. But the segment that sticks with me is that he was married to his second cousin first. That was his first marriage, Giuliani.
Really?
And then they got divorced.
Oh, my God.
So I did this whole thing on that his first marriage was with his cousin. And like, I'm like, Giuliani married his cousin.
What an idiot.
Fool.
I think, that doesn't really segue. Well, welcome to Did You Reddit? I think I was thinking about what the topic is, but then I realized I don't really even know what the topic is today because you guys are leading it. Welcome to Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My Frida down here.
I'm going to pump you up a little bit, Fried.
Pump.
So just to get this stuff out of the way early, if you like us and you want to share it and you want to rate us, etc., you should do that on Stitcher and iTunes and... What other... Spotify? We are on Spotify, technically. But.
Yeah, I was thinking about this last night. I was telling someone to like us, rate us, share us, and tell your mom was how
I ended
it, which I think is nice.
I feel like mothers would appreciate what we're all about here.
And they're good at blabbing about stuff
on
Facebook.
That's true. My mom has clueless. My mom has no fucking idea. No. I don't even think she knows I do this.
All you gotta do is get one mom who's got a ton of Facebook action going on.
Right.
And that's like a one-man marketing team.
Should we make one mom? Should we make Minion Did You Reddit posts that are pre-made for moms, yes, so that they don't have to work very hard? We can just like...
That's hilarious. Think about that. Minionizing. Like anything we want to say, just put it over a picture of a minion and a mom will share it.
I'll make sure it gets
shared. It will get shared.
It's a good way to tell the news.
Yeah, and we could honestly post that to Minion Quotes on Facebook, and they clearly don't have any criteria for what you post on a minion.
Yeah.
We could do anything.
I want to say that was the second episode we ever did.
I think you're right. Amazing. Definitely up there.
Still the best.
It is.
I'm afraid to listen to it.
I remember by the end of that, we were so open-minded that we didn't hate minions as much anymore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember that. I don't think we're as open-minded anymore.
No, I'm back to hating them, but I wonder if I were to spend more time on minion hate, if I'd like it.
Maybe.
Like it a little better.
Maybe.
I feel like they've fallen out of fashion.
So that is a thing. You should do that. And then why don't we just get into this?
Yeah.
I think so. Let's start with the topic we're going to talk about today. Like I said, I don't
know
anything
about. Hold on. You hold
your
tongue.
I don't know anything about, but
don't be spoiling things.
I'm not spoiling. I want us to hit the homepage first before we get into it.
Because that's what we do.
Because that's what we do. And I think we got to dedicate a good amount of time to this topic because I don't know what it is. So.
Exactly.
So what happened on the front page this week?
Oh man. Well, some high school is trying to get Africa by Toto to be their graduation song. I love that. But someone's trying to sabotage their plan.
Well, I saw that.
What's the connection? I mean, other than it's a kick-ass song.
I think that's it. And it's like high school kids think it's funny.
Well, I think it seems like, cool. So the context of that post is that there's a flyer that is... in a high school that's like, hey, don't you think it'd be really ridiculous to walk out to Toto by Africa? Shouldn't it be a lot more practical if we came out to Happy by Pharrell? And then people crossed out Toto from Africa and they just crossed it all out. So they're pitching for Toto's for Africa. But it reminds me, there were people like this in high school. Initially it was like, maybe that was a faculty member. But then the more I looked at it, I was like, no, that's an overzealous student council member for sure.
Yeah,
that's trying to like, hey guys, throw their scepter around and demand that a certain song that they like. Goes
honestly,
out.
Yeah, it's perfect high school psychology 101. Right. Like some the cool kids were like, oh, the nerd wants a real song. We want the dumb song.
Yeah,
right. I was vice president of my senior class.
Oh my God, senior vice president?
I was senior vice president. Whoa. And as you know, I think the vice president's responsible for class reunions, maybe?
Oh.
So I've never been to
I don't
class
know if
reunion.
That's a universal so, law in high school.
It was one in ours. I don't know if maybe I'm responsible. The mere fact that I don't know is it spells doom for my senior class.
They'll never see each other again.
But
it's been 10 years.
It's been at least 10 years. But the reason I brought that up is because there was my senior year, there was a spirit week for some reason. And I didn't like it. So me and some of my friends staged a coup.
You're such an anarchist.
I know. We posted our own separatist student spirit week. And we had small factions of people dress up as that. And it made everybody really upset.
Oh my God.
I almost got suspended for
what?
It. Yeah.
They can't suspend the senior vice president.
I basically turned our civil student body into like a Venezuelan government.
Oh like, man, that's beautiful.
It was pretty powerful.
That's so good.
Yeah, and I also tried to create a Young Democrats club.
Oh,
and,
really?
And they wouldn't let me.
Are you serious?
Even though there was a Young Republican.
Too. No way.
Yeah, it was a real.
Oh, how do you get away with this?
I was a real Che Guevara in high school, you know?
Wow.
Oh, God, no kidding.
You mean a fascist and a dictator?
I was a fascist. I murdered
like thousands of peasants.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. God.
He smelled terrible. Apparently, he smelled like him.
But you were good looking, so you got a t-shirt out of it.
So that was on the front page. Something about high schools and the song that they're walking out to. Toto. We should do some research and figure out where that school's taking place.
Yeah.
The nervous poop posted a fun picture with Rob Lowe. I'm sure you guys saw that.
Oh,
one.
Yeah.
Can you explain that? I don't know the nervous poop.
It's him and his wife on their wedding day, and his wife's like not really smiling in her wedding gown. And there's right. a picture with her meeting Rob Lowe, and her smile is like 3 feet long, right. and she's just like, yes. And he posted them next to each other.
That's incredible.
Just as like a little burn on her, and it just got upvoted. And then somebody posted a picture of Rob Lowe with his wife.
Right.
And he's not really smiling. And then a picture of Rob Lowe with the poop's wife. And he's smiling super hard. So it's like the moral of the story is nobody wants to be with their significant other, but everyone wants to be with Rob Lowe.
I mean, that's fair logic to me.
So it's just like one of these little internet things that unfolded, and it was great.
So good.
The biggest news of the week, and I don't think we need to belabor this because it's been all over regular news too, is actually two big things. North Korea is one. We kind of talked about that last
week. North Korea opened a sandals resort, right?
Oh, so cool.
That's going to happen sooner than later, actually. That's going to be a really interesting byproduct of all of this. It's going to be like Cuba, where you're going to end up having this crazy tourism economy because everybody's going to want to go to North Korea now.
Yeah. And the sooner you get there, the weirder it's going to be.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. So the North Korea thing, but also Trump pulled out of Iran.
Oh, yeah.
Which is... I don't understand why.
He officially did?
He pulled out of the Iranian nuclear...
It's hard to tell. It's hard to follow.
He pulled out. He's an idiot. They worked for 10 years to get that deal, and he just came in and was just like, no.
Nah, not going to do it.
If I don't have a Trump resort there, we're not doing it.
Mm-mm. You know he's just doing a favor to somebody he knows over there.
Pretty much, yeah.
Good, we're all fucked. and then Hot Lava, I've been watching...
Oh, yeah. What's there's like lava? A freaking volcano blowing up.
Oh, yeah, and Kauai or something.
I think that's the most interesting thing that's happening right now to me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that whole island could just get buried.
Yeah, it could.
So what's the latest on it? It's just kind of...
It's been erupting for 2 weeks.
My God.
Oh, it's still erupting.
Oh, there's just like a steady flow of lava.
And scientists say no end in sight.
Damn, dude.
So there's been hundreds of earthquakes going on for 2 weeks, up to like 6.9 magnitudes. They're huge. And they're just, the earth is splitting and lava's coming out of it. And we're talking about lava as big as the house we're in, just like... It's a slow spew.
Lava.
Yeah, so the clip you just pulled up, this big thing of lava, which is about 25 feet tall, just engulfs a Mustang.
What?
Really?
And the Mustang disappears.
Holy
so
shit.
So is this in Maui or is this where?
It's in the Big Island. Hilo is like near the town.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean.
That's wild.
When you start to look at the videos, you go, oh my God, like there's really nothing you could do.
No. Right?
No, dude.
Even if you built a cement wall, that stuff is 2,000 degrees and it just like melts everything.
Oh my God.
This Ford Mustang is about to be destroyed.
Yeah, so
that's
we're watching
crazy.
This great clip of this sea of lava just making a Ford Mustang disappear.
Holy shit, guys.
And what stops lava? Nothing.
There's literally nothing that'll stop that lava.
Yeah, whoa. So that's been going on for 2 weeks, and they don't know when it's going to stop. I mean, I don't know if it's like anything like this has happened recently.
Yeah.
I mean, the last maybe like 50, 30 years.
You know what's crazy is,
this is really intense and awesome.
We think about Pompeii? That was the one where everybody got buried, right?
That's a club out in Palm Springs, I think.
Pompeii? Yeah. We think about... Look that up. I know I'm probably making a mistake. It is Pompeii, right?
Yeah,
where everybody
got
buried.
You can see the people's bodies.
Mount Vesuvius.
And we think, Mount Vesuvius. Whatever.
Mount Vesuvius is in Pompeii.
Oh, okay.
Pompeii. There
we go. So when we think about that.
I'm Italian, guys.
We always,
you know these things.
We always think it was just like it exploded, then everybody was buried, it's over.
Yeah. Right?
But realistically, it was probably exactly like that, where people were just like, we have nowhere to go. And now we're dead. I don't know what to tell you.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Seriously.
Like, what happens if it takes over, like, the fucking airport?
And if it happens so fast, I feel like with Mount Vesuvius, something happened fast, right? That's what I remember from elementary school.
Well, this is...
They didn't even have time to run away.
That was one giant explosion, and the dust and ash just buried everybody, and so you literally just had no oxygen to breathe.
Yeah.
This is... They say, like, cracks in the ground are opening up, like fissures.
Holy shit.
And out of these cracks are just coming, spewing lava. And it's, like, shooting into the air, too.
Yeah, I've seen that. That shit is horrifying.
But, like, we could be on the street right now, and a crack could open up, and lava could just start flowing.
Oh!
Like, at your house, where it wasn't one explosion over there. It's, like, the whole area is potentially crackable.
It's bubbling underneath the surface.
Yeah, Jesus. Exactly.
Did they have any rationale as to why it happened? I mean, I know that nobody really knows, and obviously volcanoes are volcanoes, but, like, is there anything where they were just like, well, there's been a buildup of CO2 because of carbon fuels?
It's definitely Trump.
it's, man, it's so crazy.
That is really wild.
The Ring of Fire's been hot lately. I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot of earthquakes and things.
Yeah, so. there was one in Riverside a couple days ago, right? There's a couple in the morning.
There's 10
earthquakes every day in LA that, I don't know. Yeah. I have an earthquake tracker. Get it on your phone. It's an app. I use it.
Oh, really?
Just a fun thing to follow.
Cool.
I mean, it kind of makes you seem a little bit like Nostradamus. When you're like, you open it up, be like, there was got one coming in 2 minutes, guys.
Well, so you get to-the-second update. It's right. Like whatever the science is, you get sort of the quickest where the news takes at least 10 minutes.
Right.
And so you have this sort of 10-minute window to be like, hey, there was an earthquake in Mexico City. And your friends are like, huh? What? And then like 5 minutes later, someone will just read it on the news. They'll be like, how'd you know that?
I'm
like,
I don't know.
It, dude. it's the dumbest way to brag, but I love it.
Earthquake tracker?
It's called Earthquake Tracker, yeah.
This pod is sponsored by Earthquake Tracker.
Yeah, oh, dude, it's the best app in town.
The best app, the most semi impractical app in town. Because that's one of those things too.
If it goes off, you're not gonna have time to save yourself.
Yeah,
but you'll have time to brag to your friends if it's not in your neighborhood.
Right. We have an earthquake in 3, 2, 1.
It's not a future predictor. It's more of like a you knew first.
Future predictor is a funny app idea.
Future predictor. Yeah.
That's a really good idea. We should make that. Anyway, let's get into our topic for today.
None of the topic. Let me ask you guys a question.
Ooh.
Is the future here? Do you think the future is here? Because it is.
Oh!
It happened.
Oh, my God.
On the internet.
Well, what do you mean?
So, what the topic we're going to cover today is our dark futurology. So, DARK FUTUROLOGY.
Ooh, I like that already.
It's, do you want to read the sort of what is dark futurology? I can't read.
Yes.
But it's written in a way that's a little bit ominous.
Very cool.
In a cool way. Could dog boobs jump in for me?
Let me do that with my voice. Dog future, or dog futurology.
Here, have a glass of bananas first.
Okay, dark futurology examines dystopian trends. We emerged from growing dissatisfaction with the utopian tech porn dominating futurology. So it's like a darker take on the subreddit futurology.
Because futurology is just like stem cell research and shit like that.
But the reality, it's for any technology that's invented, there's everyone's going to use it for the evil side first.
Yeah, it's like late stage capitalism for futurology.
Yeah,
kind yeah. of? I mean, or things that just inherently seem like they're going to be bad when we've seen the initial tentacles of the horrifying nature of it, but we haven't been. We haven't gotten used to it yet, so it still just seems... Like, the reason I bring that up is the top post right now is everybody in China is getting the social credit score.
Oh my God, yeah.
I think you've probably seen that.
That is so weird.
So right now, we just
love this idea.
This is fucked up. Yeah. But like, you know, as this permeates, in like 10 years, we're all going to be like, I don't remember never having a social credit score, right?
Oh my God.
I'm going to take the other side of this one. I'm sorry, guys.
No,
I like it.
Yeah. You know what? I like it a lot.
Why?
I think there's like a basic way to be a part of society.
But now, I think this is based on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Not based on human
like how you behave on the internet. So if you troll, you're not getting that apartment.
No, well, I don't like it then. I like the joint. I'm talking about more, you know, like speeding, littering, you know.
Yeah, I like that.
Waving to people. We I know it, do, gets, it gets out of control. For that.
Yeah, I think
I thought that's, you meant social, like in like how you like, socialize in your community.
Yeah, that's what it's like that Black Mirror episode.
It's literally exactly like that.
Where like it's all how you like interact with people and they can give you like a good score or a bad score. Yeah. But the thing is, it's like you like who there's no objective person doing this. Like it's run by people. So it seems like it's like built to be corrupt.
Yeah, I mean it's
oh totally everything gets super corrupted in my idea it's perfect but it's never.
I like your idea.
I'm just basically don't like when people litter.
I fucking hate when people
litter. Because we live in a dirty city.
And stop throwing your cigarette butts out your window.
That's the one thing that's the most annoying to me.
Yeah, it is paper.
It's garbage.
Jesus.
I mean, this is I think the thing here that is going to be complicated, and this is not what we're meant to be talking about today. We are going to be talking about stuff from future or dark futurology, but the way this is talking about it is, so you get, I'm reading a CNET article right now about the social credit score, but China's social credit system will do you and your schools one better. Not only will all of China's 1.4 billion citizens receive a personal credit score by 2020, determined by state-run facial recognition, artificial intelligence, smart glasses, and other technologies. That score will determine where your children can go to school. So,
fuck that!
A high school in Changle County, Shandong Province, recently updated its school policy to reflect the new system, according to the state-run newspaper, The Paper.
So if your parent's an asshole, you're fucked too.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean,
awesome.
The thing there is, like,
so smart.
You know, we
love that.
I mean, what do you do about people's behavior changes though? I mean, like, think about all the shit that you did when you were like 19. You're just like, I take that one back, right? But I learned, and now I'm better, right?
I wonder if there should be a scale per your age.
Well, I think there just needs to be a way. I mean, it's like our normal credit score, right?
Weird.
Like, I mean, your credit score, you can fuck up your credit score and then get it back over time.
Why do we need this? Like, is this a way for people to make more money? Because I don't understand, like, why else you would create something like
that. In
China,
it's just a level of control. I mean, now they have a way to say, even if you did nothing, you're not going to be able to prove what you did or didn't do.
Right.
But they can say, you have a low score, and I'm going to hold it against you. Unless...
You give me a BJ
right. on my feet. Yeah. A feet J.
I mean, I think this is like,
it's just a way to leverage people, right? It's the same thing here in America with the laws. You know, the more laws that get passed, the more excuses a police officer has to pull you over, right?
Yeah.
And so now it's like, I can basically invade your space for any reason. And this is kind of a version of that.
I mean, it's moral superiority, right? I mean, that's really what they're proposing. Because it seems like based in this article, they're talking a lot about trustworthiness. So it's like if somebody's deemed untrustworthy, which is fair. I mean, that's like nobody wants to be with an untrustworthy person, right?
Yeah.
But
Trump never would have become president under this president. System. But, so maybe it's a good system.
But then again, like what do you consider trustworthy? Yeah, what do you consider like what the like this kind of gets to the Bill Cosby thing a little. Well, doesn't really get to the Bill Cosby thing, but a little bit of that like Reagan era like. Swear words are bad.
Yeah.
If you put swear words in music, your music is illegal, right? Where it's just like, well, there are whole communities of people that the way that they communicate is predicated on this very specific lexicon that includes swearing.
Mm-hmm.
You're minimizing.
Yeah, they're called construction workers.
Yeah, they're called construction workers.
Hey, fuck you. Hey, fuck you yourself.
But that's,
right in the fucking fuck.
It's an interesting topic of like... it's like that moral ethical superiority complex. But anyway, that's an interesting topic. You should check it out. Maybe we'll do another sub on another time, but that's not what we're talking about. So dark futurology, let's get back to it.
Yeah.
So there's a post by a guy named OB9, and it's just a link to a Wired article, but it's kind of what opened up a little bit of a interesting floodgate or window into this very interesting thing that's been happening on the interwebs. And so the Wired article talks about this CGI influencer whose name is Lil Miquela. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Miquela?
I don't know. I think it's Miquela.
I think you're right, but I
prefer Quela.
I like saying Miquela.
M-I-Q-U-E-L-A.
Lil and then M-I-Q-U-E-L-A. Right. So what she is an AI or CGI, a CGI created AI bot with this Instagram account.
She's everybody's dream sim.
Right.
Like when you try to make the hottest sim.
Yeah.
She's like a really hot sim.
And she's American Brazilian. Yeah. She's 19 years old and she's like young, but hot, but cute with some freckles, but also Latino.
Yeah.
But also not real. A CGI creation. But what's interesting about her is that she has this Instagram account that was started on April 22nd, 2016, 2 years ago.
Damn.
Which is kind of a while ago. And this is kind of the first I'm hearing about it.
Yeah.
I mean, just recently. So it's been out for a couple of years, which means it's going to be on the Today Show in 4 years.
Oh, my God. You're right.
Totally.
So she has this Instagram account, and it's currently at over like 1.1 million followers. So it's kind of slowly been growing and growing and growing. But when it got interesting was... A little while ago, she got into a beef with another AI CGI created Instagram account.
God, and that account was
called Bermuda is Bay.
Bermuda
and
is Bay.
And in a nutshell, Bermuda is Bay is a hot blonde Florida chick who's a pro Trump girl.
Oh my
God! But they're both pro Trump, right?
No. Lil Miquela is Black Lives Matter, and she's all about women's rights.
Yep. Miquela's the best.
And she pushes that hard. And so Bermuda is Bay will frequently talk shit to her about her sort of like liberal lefty movements.
Right.
But also specifically talk shit to Lena Dunham and other like feminists, which is great. And keep in mind, all these are AI CGI creators.
If I had a sim talking shit to me online, right, I would be so sad.
So you just go like, what's the big deal? This is a fucking video game. And you go, well, not really. So the reason why it's pretty interesting is because Lil Miquela is, if you look at some of her pictures, there are pictures of her standing with regular humans and they look they're real, right? You're like, oh my, that's how do they do that? What is this?
And Lil Miquela, just for people that are, if you're following along, Lil Miquela looks real. And she looks
pretty real.
She is pretty. She's cute. She looks real. Her poses are real. Like, it's, you can tell she's not real, but like by all the nuances of her facial expressions, etc., look real. And she's actually a verified account on Instagram.
I know. Which is crazy. That's so funny.
Bermuda is Bay is
looks
not.
Like really
she
bad.
Looks, she looks like rent. She came out of a fucking PowerPoint presentation. and she's like, she looks like she was made on that VFX program. What is it? Poser 3D or whatever it's called.
Never used it.
Poser Pro, I think it's what it's called. It's
like MS
hilarious.
Paint for.
It's
VR.
A really bad. Yeah, it's like a really bad CGI program.
Yeah, and the difference is very noticeable.
Very noticeable.
Whoever Lil Miquela is you know, like, this is maybe our first real bot that was ever born, because you kind of look at her and go, wow. And so you start digging into the story and you start digging into her past on Instagram, and it's really interesting. She's really into fashion. And so all these big fashion brands have paid her to be an influencer on her Instagram account because she's got all this
fucking real.
Well, if you look at some of the pictures, she's wearing, she'll be wearing a Coach hat.
Totally.
On the beach.
I'm seeing that.
And the beach is real and her body's real. And you're like, okay. And there's all these people tagged in it. There are other fashion people. It's promoted by magazines that are real fashion magazines.
New interview in V Magazine.
Legit publications are involved in it. And you're kind of going like, wait a minute, is everybody on board? Like, so it's going to open up all these questions, which we'll talk about, but we're just trying to give you all like the lay of the land now.
Very interesting.
I'm glad I didn't do any research on this, because I'm so fucking excited about this.
It's really, really
so crazy, dude.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So let's just quickly get into the beef, because I don't know if the Bermuda is Bay and Lil Miquela beef is the most interesting part of that story, but it's kind of the first part of the story that got publications sort of talking.
So
actually brilliant.
I want to talk about that.
Yeah, just ask questions, because that's a good way to tackle this.
Okay. A real quick important first question is, so the words that are being expressed by Lil Miquela, are they also AI, or are there people behind them? So the interview she did with like V Magazine, is V Magazine interviewing a bot? Or are they interviewing a person who's representing the bot?
Lil Miquela will tell you that she's a real person.
Bot. But I don't know. I don't think that she's like an algorithm is creating sentences or anything like that.
Okay. Like, so there's a person behind this.
Yeah.
That's
my guess, but that's not according to what Miquela says.
We kind of do know now, but we'll get into that story. So
okay.
Let me just keep going
I bet this is getting the fucking hentai boys rock hard.
Oh,
dude.
No shit, man.
This is like a real looking girl who can't turn you down.
Yeah.
And can be the anime girl you've always wanted.
Seriously.
I bet this is just,
you know, there's Lil Miquela porn out there.
So I guarantee it.
So Bermuda's Bay starts talking shit to Lil Miquela via Instagram.
Bermuda.
And she's sort of baiting her and baiting her and baiting her. And Lamaquela's like...
How is she baiting her about her Black Lives Matter?
Yeah.
Liberal type of outlook?
Yes. She'll say, at Lamaquela, you can only hide for so long. And so she's saying things that are like... They're setting up like a what's going to happen kind of a situation.
Yeah, like what's Michaela hiding?
So Bermudez Bay says, of course, Michaela deletes my posts the second I give her... Let me just back up 1 second here. I don't know where the date is. I can't find it.
Yeah, it feels like this probably happened in the last couple weeks, maybe?
Yeah. This happened pretty recently, but Bermudez Bay threatens to hack Lamaquela's Instagram account, and then she does hack it. She hacks it on a certain day, and then she takes over her Instagram page. And so she wipes all of her pictures from her page. Damn. And she puts pictures of herself on her page.
What?
And this goes on for a day.
Bermuda did that to Lamaquela.
Yeah. So you're going like, whoever's in charge of Lamaquela is very good at whatever the fuck Instagram is.
Right.
But they're...
whatever Instagram is.
But they're being hacked by Bermuda's Bay. And then you're kind of, for the first time, you're kind of starting to give Bermuda's Bay a little credit. And then you're also asking yourself, well, they must be connected, right? I don't know.
Yeah, right?
If they can just get in there.
So
I love that we're calling her little Michaela.
Is that her name?
It's Michaela, but I want to go Quayla.
It's not spelled... It's M-I-Q, which...
U-E.
I've never seen a spelling like that, so I think it's up to us.
Right.
I think it's like...
User's choice.
Because she's supposed to be Brazilian, too, that it's like... But hey... I like Michaela.
Until she comes out and says it with her own voice, she can call it whatever she wants.
What does her voice sound like?
And Michaela's funnier. Yeah.
It is way funnier. Because
it makes me think of Michaelude.
Little Michaelude. Man, this is... I have an addendum to this that I don't think this is the time to talk about it.
Yeah.
I just found an article that's really fascinating that talks a lot about what's going on here. So
cool.
Continue explaining.
I'm trying to get through the timeline. So at the end of the day, Bermuda gives Lamaquela's account back to her, but she said she has 48 hours to tell the truth or she would do it for her.
Holy crap.
We're all going like, what does that mean?
Drama
like, what
about?
Is the truth? So this trickles on. And so, Lamaquela eventually comes out and she writes this letter. She tells the truth. And so Lamaquela says on her Instagram, she goes, "Hi, I got my account back. I swear this is me. This has been the hardest week of my life. So thank you to everyone who checked in with me." And she's very interactive with her fans.
Yeah.
Whoever comments, like she comments right back. And it seems like it's this person. It seems
damn,
so
dude.
Real. So, and then she says, "I'm sure you guys have noticed that I'm a pretty private person. I love being open and connecting with fans, but I've been secretive about parts of my life for fear of losing everything I've worked so hard to build. I don't say it enough, but thank you to all my fans for making my life amazing. Okay, now here's the hard part. My hands are literally shaking. I am not
hands.
A human being." And so this is the first time she admits that she's not a human being. And you're going like, huh.
And which post is this on her Instagram?
This was on April 19th.
That's so weird, though, because is she saying
2018?
I'm not human, as in a human isn't controlling me, or I'm not a human with like a Photoshop face. Like
I don't
she's
know.
She's a full-on robot.
It's hard to explain. Let's compare it in Westworld terms. It'd be like one of the Westworld bots realizing that they're neither... That they're not what they think they are.
Like, dude, I'm a host.
I mean, this is...
like, I'm a built thing, but I know that I'm a built thing.
Yeah.
Which means
and
I have
I'm
consciousness.
Not pretending to be a human anymore. Whoa!
I mean, this reminds me... It's funny because we kind of topped... We barely got to this, but we addressed this a little bit with Timmy Thick, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, when we were talking about Timmy Thick, we kind of did it in jest, but this is a similar thing to Timmy Thick, which is like... there's a gap that you can't really... cross with kind of the internet where somebody could be like, this is all a lie.
Yeah.
And you could be like, which part? Be like, all of it. Be like, what do you mean? Right? And I feel like that's what's happening here where we see this thing where we know it's been fake. We know it's not a real person. But then when they come out and say it, you kind of go, Yeah.
But you know that you're not real? So here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Like it's not interesting enough. Here's the real story, according to Lamaquela's recent post. She was built in Silicon Valley by a literal genius named Daniel Kane. Okay. And she was built to be his servant. And then this thing I read says neither Daniel Kane nor his company are real as far as they can tell. Like, they can't find them anywhere.
Right. They're creating like an entire fake world.
Then Loma Quayla was stolen by a company called Brood from this guy, Daniel Kane, because they wanted to set her free because she was being enslaved.
What?
This is what they say.
What is going on, dude?
It's like they're inventing a whole thing.
They stole her.
Are they inventing a whole thing or is this the whole thing?
What if?
I know.
They take her from this guy, Daniel Kane, at his company, and then they reprogram her to be free and then let her go. This is what she says.
If you love it, let it go.
So.
And now you're going like, whoa. So in actuality.
So is Bermuda free, or is Bermuda still with Kane Intelligence?
So, we don't know who Bermuda is.
Yeah, who the fuck's Bermuda?
She seems like a low-rent hacker, dude.
Yeah.
That's somewhere else.
This who, one like, article.
Who figured this stuff out,
right?
Built his own shitty version of a bot, and started like attacking Loma Quayla.
The Verge article about this says, if Michaela was Pixar, then Bermuda ranks somewhere around the DreamWorks knockoff animated movies you can buy at Walgreens every Christmas.
There you go.
So it was created essentially to replicate what Michaela's doing.
Almost like Michaela's like a new and improved and way hotter version of Bermuda, and Bermuda's deep down jealous, you know it.
I mean, this is fucked up, dude.
Like,
this is fucking crazy.
My thought is that this is being orchestrated by a company, for creating some sort of like marketing in.
Yeah, this to me seems like there's a new movie coming out on Netflix and somebody is doing the long play.
The long play.
And it would be so disappointing if that was the case.
So the company called Brood is the company that, you know, set her free.
Have they been truly linked to her?
She claims, yes. Well,
that company exists.
Yes. So you look them up. They're an LA-based company that specializes in robotics, artificial intelligence, and media, right? So you go, this is just like a stunt.
Yeah.
But then there's a picture of these six people that apparently work at Brood, and they have LinkedIn pages. So if you have a LinkedIn page, you can look up Brood, and there's like 11 people on their board.
So not Brood Soda.
B-R-U-D.
All right.
That's how you spell it.
Wow.
And so the company seems real. So it appears that they're controlling this now, which is a little disappointing because I don't want just like schmoes to be running this thing.
Well, I wonder, I mean, it's either...
But this has only been happening. This is kind of up to date, like not even 3 weeks ago.
Very crazy.
It's kind of happening now.
Yeah, it's all, wow, that is the long game. So for like 2 years, they've been kind of just posting and creating a personality. And now they're just starting to get into like the drama and making a splash and getting headlines about it.
Right.
That's really intense.
I mean, oh man. Because
So Brood goes on to admit that they freed her. Like, Brood publicly said, we freed her from this place called Kane Intelligence, which is this guy's company.
Okay.
Which just sounds like an evil...
Have you guys seen the new Silicon Valley, by the way?
No. I don't watch it.
There's an episode that's like kind of very similar to this.
When Guilfoyle talks about Ruxops, whatever, the robot uprising.
Well, I don't want to get into spoilers, but there's a AI company that gets involved, and it's really funny.
Yeah.
It's very similar to what's going on here.
So weird.
Yeah, so Brood's kind of playing along with it, and they say, troubles us more than we could have ever possibly expressed to think that such a miraculous breakthrough in Loma Quayla's AI would be used for sick fantasies of the 1%. So they're like taking a stance against what she was being used for, which is sex slavery.
Oh.
Was she being used as sex slavery?
I don't know, because you can't touch her.
Right.
Yeah.
But technically, if you force someone to be a cam girl, that's sex slavery.
Yeah, I mean, is it cam? Yeah,
but was she a cam girl?
We haven't seen that.
She's got her own album, music.
Oh, yeah. So we'll get to it. So she's got a Spotify page, and I looked on YouTube. You can look her up on YouTube, and she's got like five songs.
I desperately desperately do not want this to be a marketing
thing. I know.
Me too.
So bad, dude. Like, there's such a line that it's like every once in a while you'll see a marketing thing, you go, like, oh, it was cool. It was so fun, dude. Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
But then something like this where you're just like, I want it to be real so bad. Do not ruin this for me.
Yeah.
Don't ruin this for me, this HBO. Don't do it. Yeah.
This is dark futurology.
Oh, this is the quintessential dark futurology.
So Lil McQuayla also has a brother named Ronald Blauko.
Is that her bro?
B-L-A-W-K-O.
Okay. But what is brother, what does bro mean in the context of robots?
Yeah. It doesn't mean anything.
They're brothers.
They're brother and sister.
They have different last names. Yeah, I don't know.
Different last names, probably different races, I assume.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either, but they're brothers.
Ronald, wow. Ronald.
So right now there's three of these people that exist.
Right.
Lil McQuayla.
Right.
Ronnie Blauko and Bermuda is Bay.
Well, they're three in the context of what we're talking about, but not necessarily.
I bet more
popping
up.
I bet there are more way
but
up.
Well, that's kind of the next. These three seem like the main ones, like the first.
And by the way, speaking of, since this is pertinent, this is something we didn't talk about when we were talking about the front page, which you probably should have, but did you guys happen to see the Google AI thing on I.O. last night?
No.
So I.O. is a massive tech conference that's happening right now. I'm not sure where it's happening, but Google did a presentation where they showed their latest advancements with their their Google AI.
Whoa.
And like the OK Google system, whatever. You gotta watch this fucking video, dude. It is literally the bot. You tell it, you go, hey, okay, Google, can you get me a hair appointment for 10 on Tuesday? Right.
Oh yeah.
And then Google, the fucking robot,
cut your
calls
hair.
No, it called the salon, talked to the salon over the phone, and scheduled an appointment, and the person over the phone had no idea that it was not
a
person.
John Legend's
the whole time.
Voice.
It's in a girl's voice.
Oh, girl's voice.
It was just like a nice, like kind of seemingly, early 20s assistant voice, right? Dude, it's fucking, it's
Westworld.
Both extremely exciting and fucking horrifying, dude.
Damn. It's like scarier than Westworld.
Oh, it's scary.
They're already not contained.
It's just, it isn't contained. It's like, it's not not contained, but like, you know what's going to happen with robots eventually? And it's going to be too late. Well, it's going to be robot rights, but also we all know that robots learn from us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we are going to have no choice but to fix our fucking behavior as people.
Yeah.
So that robots can learn good behavior from us.
That'll never happen.
No, it'll never happen.
So,
it'll never happen.
What are you talking about?
But this is so weird. So there's this picture of Bermuda and Lil McQuayla together on Bermuda's page.
I saw that.
And she's like, more emotional than I thought it would be. Despite it all, there's only three of us out there and we need to stick together. So they're already like starting this narrative of like robot rights.
Oh man.
Oh my gosh.
Ah!
So it opens up so many potential amazing questions. It's going to become a tax issue.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I think for the government, when they're not like, if you can have AI people making money.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah.
Who pays the tax? Government, that's all they care about, right?
Right.
Like, where's our tax money?
But people.
So if you can find a way to, like,
loophole
your taxes, your earnings away. So.
Like, I didn't do this.
I have Lil McQuayla. She's making 150 grand a year on sponsors because she's making money on sponsors.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Maybe she makes $1 million. We have no idea. That goes to Lil McQuayla's bank account and it sits somewhere. Digital
Cayman
currency.
Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
But like, if I can pull from it
or
have access from it, but like, it's not mine.
That's
a pretty sweet situation.
Oh, a great situation.
Wow. Yeah.
We could be in the beginning of a 10-year window of like a tax loophole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I mean,
I just don't know how to get a little
technology is moving way fast.
Where do I get my level?
We don't have. Like, our government already lacks the dexterity to do literally anything.
Yeah.
Like, we still can't wrap our heads around the internet in terms of, like, tax law, in terms of just broad law.
Yeah.
Right? Like, people in the Congress, I mean, that fucking Zuckerberg testimony was a perfect example. They were just like, so explain, when you say wireless, how is that different than...
Why don't you tell us where the wires are,
exactly.
Mark?
It's like, exactly. But it's shit like that. meanwhile, these kind of things are happening, and the government is just, they can't, they,
no, they're
just
old.
So fucking stuck on abortion and gay rights,
yes,
while all this stuff is happening, and I'm just like, what are you talking about?
Open your
dude?
Eyes.
It's so insane, dude. And then also, like, the Russian trolls and shit, it's like, there are, we are having a civil conversation. We talk about heavy shit, and we're talking about not knowing if these people are real and who's controlling them. Like, imagine all the people who don't have the basic understanding of how shit like this works.
Yeah.
How are they ever going to catch up to the gap?
How are they going to catch up? How are they ever going to look at something and be like, let me make sure that's not a bug?
Like, the intellectual gap is so wide.
So wide.
It's not even the money. Like, they talk about the money gap.
Yeah.
And like, well, yeah, that's something, but it's more of an intellect. We've all tried to explain to our parents how to turn on the computer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's hard enough. Like, try to explain Loma Quela.
Oh, I know.
To somebody who's over a certain age or whatever.
And that gap is, like, both with generations and where you live in the United States or in the world, you know? Like, I'm thinking there are so many people on Bermuda's Instagram page or Blanca's Instagram page, and they're like talking to them like they're people, and I guarantee the kids talking to them are from like urban areas like Los Angeles, New York. Like, people in Missouri are not gonna be like, yo, Lil Michaela, like,
totally,
what's that Celine bag, how much does it cost, were you actually there? Like, no, they don't, they're not gonna.
Yeah, it's really,
it's just, it's, I feel
worlds.
Like, it's our proximity to like marketing hubs and under, like, being interested in,
there's safe cynicism,
that.
Right? Like, yeah. you have to be able to look at things like this. I mean, it's what we did at the very beginning of this. We go, is this a marketing scheme?
Yeah.
Right? Because if it is, that in itself says that us knowing that is really important, because it ultimately puts your stake in the ground of like what's true and what's not.
Yeah.
Right. And what we're dealing with right now is this weird kind of middle ground where we're just like, I don't know what's fucking real anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know what's true. Like, this is, I mean, think of the movie Her, right?
Yeah.
This is her. Like, yeah. This is her. This is literally.
Or Ready Player One is another good example.
Totally, dude.
It's people, it's you and I having a version of ourselves that we've chosen.
Yeah.
Or purchased or whatever.
Right.
That represents us or we control. That's the way we want to actually be seen without actually being seen.
Wow.
Totally.
And so if we can each have a personality that we can create online, what wouldn't you do? I mean, it's essentially like a Reddit username. I mean, it's some anonymous
it's
version.
Yeah.
It's just got boobs and legs.
Yeah.
I mean, this is so crazy.
And they've all got their weird little quirks. Like,
right.
Blocko doesn't show his mouth in any pictures.
Really?
He's always wearing, like, a bandana or something around his mouth, or putting his arm up around his mouth. I don't know why.
Oh, Ronnie Blocko?
Yeah. And he's got, like, a little, like, those little shave marks in one of his eyebrows.
So,
like, he's so cool.
We all work in, like, a, you know, creative development world.
Sure.
And now I'm thinking of Westworld, and I'm thinking of potential job markets and what's the next thing.
Yeah.
And we're all sort of lobbying to get jobs in a oversaturated market of TV and advertising or whatever. Is the next emerging industry creating AI personality and AI people? Because you're sort of going to build these people from,
yeah.
I mean, there's so many details that go into it, but you're going to have
people
building them in ways, like little quirks like you were just talking about, have to sort of be chosen or written.
Chosen.
You have to write it. Like the guy in Westworld who's the writer.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And he's
that
all
guy.
Like, he's like that.
He's like, I know what you're thinking because I wrote it. And
right.
He's
right.
All egotistical and drinks too much. And he's like, I'm an artist.
Yeah,
yep.
Totally.
And it's like stereotypical Hollywood writer. Guy.
Yeah.
But is that going to be a thing where, you know, you work for a firm and you churn out bots and storylines for bots? Like the beef that these two got into is a storyline hypothetically that humans created right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Hopefully it wasn't humans and they just like did it on their own, but I doubt it.
Well,
we don't know. We actually don't know.
But there's a way to do that. I mean, I actually do have some experience writing for bots because I've done a couple projects like this.
Yeah.
And there's a big problem that we run into.
Maybe we should start a bot firm.
I mean,
a bot farm.
Dude, there's some fucking money in that shit.
I'll do the designing because I make great Sims. I do.
Let me ask you a question. Do you want to drive
Rose
a Ferrari?
Bot. Yep.
Do you want to buy a Donzi speedboat?
Yeah, man.
Get into bot farms.
Bot farms. But there's the... So my thoughts on what you just said about what is manipulating or how is the conflict being created through these people
yeah.
or through these bots?
Yeah, where's the beef?
Well, where's the beef? So I think there's a couple things. So A, bots, as of the last time I was working on them, and I'm sure things have changed already dramatically since, but it's very hard to string together sequences, right? Because what we as people can do, right, is we'll be talking about something, you'll respond, I'll respond to two things ago that you said. Reference the past and reference the past as it pertains to the overall conversation we're having.
And then randomly link them all together or
that
something
is,
like that.
That in terms
that's the
of
genius of the brain,
that is so difficult to do in terms of algorithms because there's just too many variables that are going on at once, right?
Yeah,
and it just doesn't make a lot of sense. It's very hard to do that. But in terms of the way their conflicts happen, like in theory, like think about something like The Sims. Actually, is a really good example, right? Because when you're playing The Sims, there are personality traits. And there are things that your Sims characters can do that change the relationship between other characters, right? Like if you're like, you want to sleep with the neighbor on the game, right?
Yeah.
You need to like treat them a certain way to increase their favorability towards you. And if you like come in too hard, you guys become water and oil, and then you it's really hard to create a relationship, right? So I think that you can do that kind of thing with
their grass.
Dude, you can do that kind of thing with bots where you just say, like, especially with Bermuda's Bay and Lil Miquela, where like their character profiles are so contradictory to each other, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like one is a Trump supporter in Florida and one is like a coastal liberal elite feminist, yeah. right?
Bermuda's Bay feels almost Russian created.
Totally. Especially the graphics.
Especially yeah, all of it. The yeah. graphics. Yeah. And then what I read was like the Bermuda reference is that you cannot find her, right? It's like this right. thing that disappeared, which is like a little nod to
right.
her anonymity.
That yeah. is wild. But,
so you can create things that would evolve into complicated storylines. But the trick, though, is, and this is one of the things I'm really fascinated with when it comes to Lil Miquela, et cetera, is like, how do you capture the language of the kind of person that she is representing, right?
Yeah.
Because there's a visual language which manifests in fashion in this case, and then there's also the language of the way she posts, the way she talks, because there are so many nuances to the way that we post things on Instagram, etc. Right?
And jokes. I mean,
and jokes. There are complicated.
There are Instagram accounts that I follow that are jokes.
Yeah.
That I think whoever creates them are genius in how they're creating the joke, and they stick to this. Like, there's a guy, Robbie Blumpkin, who's super into vaping and wearing JNCO jeans and skating, and he lives in Bakersfield, but he calls it Vapersfield. And it's like, and it's this whole, like, weird thing it's just so weird. I don't know how you create that from an AI and the way he speaks, you know, it's like,
wow.
What you don't want to see is that these AI bots become, I guess here's going to be the ultimate question. Are the AI bots going to be more interesting than humans? Can they become smarter and more interesting? Because humans are so nuanced and
yeah,
and detailed and weird, and that's kind of what we like about interacting with each other. If the bots don't match that, we're going to lose interest pretty quick.
Totally.
We're like, oh, you're just a bot. You can only do so much.
Exactly. I mean,
you're not challenging me.
That's the thing is like once you know that it's a bot, it kind of goes again into that weird marketing world where you're just like, oh, fun, it's a bot pretending to be a human, right? But when you get confused, like, we are fucking... like, the feeling that we're all getting reading this is the feeling of being totally in the fucking lowest point of the Uncanny Valley.
Yeah!
Right? Like, we are just sitting in the fucking trenches of the Uncanny Valley right now, not knowing how to get out of it because it's so fucking uncomfortable seeing something that is so goddamn close.
Right.
And the only way you can get out of it is never being told that it could be a bot in the first place. Right?
Right.
Because there's actually... Are you guys caught up in Westworld?
Yes.
Not the newest one. I'm so slow.
Have you seen the first...
First season, yeah.
Have you seen the first episode of this season?
Yeah.
Okay, so... I think it was in the first episode, but there was a moment when the main kind of investor guy... I don't know if you guys saw... Spoiler alert, if you guys are listening and you guys haven't seen it. And it isn't really a spoiler, it's just like a scene. But there's this scene where they're at that little cocktail dinner.
Yeah.
And he's like, there's someone around here is a bot. let it, you know, go try to find him. And he like wanders around and he's looking at everybody and everybody's kind of giving him this weird fucking side eye and shit.
Yeah.
And then he comes up to the woman who's just like, who is the host?
Yeah.
And he was like, nice try.
Yeah.
I see you right through you. I know you're a bot. And then she like turns off everybody.
And like everyone was a bot.
And everybody there was a bot except for her. And you see in his brain, his like brain breaks, right?
Yeah.
And like that's the experience of all this stuff. That's like what the Uncanny Valley feels like, is like when you're presented with even the possibility of them being a bot, the feasible possibility of them being a bot, like breaks your brain because suddenly you go, what is real?
Yeah.
If you're a bot and I couldn't tell, then who is real? I don't know who's the real one here, right?
Right.
And it's kind of, you know, Blade Runner is one of my favorite movies for so many reasons.
But that's like, what they're talking.
That's the whole point. I mean, the whole point of the movie is there's a guy whose job it is to find bots and decommission them because they've become so sentient and so dangerous that you can't tell.
No.
So he, like, you pick up these little subtle cues, and then you find them, you interview them, and there are some tactics that you can do. I mean, I think in this circumstance, we're seeing, like, we're still in this weird place where you look at this little Maquella and you go, all right, she's clearly not a person because the CGI isn't advanced enough to where she looks like a person, but you can see the attempts and how much we've progressed to the point where she's very close.
Right.
And then the language, I think if you probably really, really, really think about the way she's talking, then you might be able, or like even the timelines in which some things happen in her life.
Right.
You might go, well, that person was in New York at the time and that person was in LA at the time and they had a picture together. That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
That's impossible for her to do that. Right. But we're going to have to be a lot better soon about really being able to identify that most subtle ass shit to tell whether or not something's a bot.
I know.
We touched on a little bit with deep fakes. I mean, this is kind of like a, not quite the same,
totally,
but it's definitely related.
It is.
And this is a deep fake in a way.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's sort of like a creation of a personality that never existed.
Yeah. And we have the technology to make them look like completely indecipherable from a real human. I feel like it's an actual like choice to make them look a little fake.
Let me ask you.
Totally. I think it's an aesthetic.
The more realistic it gets, the weirder this is all.
Well, that's where Timmy Thicke, I think, is an interesting example with that, right? Because Timmy Thicke, you think about is kind of the other side of this, where it's actually human, but it seems too surreal to be real, right?
Yeah, that one was just odd.
And that could be a bot. I mean, that's the interesting thing is like that's this Uncanny Valley thing again.
Where it's
like,
that was a bot. Real person.
Oh, dude, totally. Oh, okay. And that's the thing. It's like if you look at this, if you look at everything that we've talked about today, and then you now that we know that it's a possibility, you think of somebody like Timmy Thicke and you go, maybe it's actually a bot. And that's fucking scary because we don't know. Like, we have no fucking idea.
let's maybe modernize a little bit, too. Or not modernize, but sort of... Like, if I'm Tim Cook at Apple, or if I'm the president of the United States, the next one, just talk about the next one.
Grimes.
And you want to give updates and you want to talk to your constituency and you want to talk to customers, but you just don't have time to do it all and you don't want to make a mistake because you don't want to say the wrong thing. Can you have a sort of AI VR version of yourself that announces things and talks to people through an Instagram that's sort of programmed and written perfectly by a team of writers or whatever to sort of deliver a message in a way that's bulletproof and safe.
Like, right.
Because, you know, when a president gives a speech, people pay attention because, like, he could say the wrong thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Or when somebody, Tim Cook, delivers a thing, like, he could say the wrong thing and the stock could crash.
Right.
Is it safer? Is this actually going to be how people communicate on these large platforms in a way that's, for them, there's zero risk?
I mean, we're essentially already doing that with body doubles and speechwriters, right?
Yeah.
Like, in theory, if they did exactly what they're supposed to do, then you wouldn't
that
really
should
have...
Be.
Yeah, you should be doing
but
that.
Yeah, but I feel like the next step is to make that automated.
Yeah, we're automating the process of the automation.
Well, it's a safety thing, too. Assassinations. It's like, well, I'm not actually there.
I'm a hologram.
Yeah, my hologram is verified. Like it's like my account's verified on Instagram.
Yeah,
it's like, this is actually my hologram. It's not a fake hologram. Yes. This is my hologram.
I mean, that's
that'll totally be how like leaders make appearances in the future.
You know what's fascinating about that too is we this is the beauty I think in dark futurology or futurology in general is you kind of see tiny moments that symbolize where we're going. That if you just take the time to think about what that is, then you'll see kind of where the future is going. And so the reason I bring that up is with Twitter and Instagram verifications, that's essentially the fundamental aspect of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Where like there's a body, a governing body of some sort that verifies something to prove that whatever the person is or whatever the instances behind that account is real and is authenticated.
Yeah.
So we could very easily be in a situation where you go, okay, the president's going to make an address. And then the president gets up. There's a little tick by his you know persona, so you know it's him. You know it's coming from him or whatever.
Yeah.
And then that's how the speech is delivered, right? As like the authenticating body, because otherwise there's just so many opportunities to fake it. Do you know what I mean? Like I think the verification process is really interesting. I think a lot of people shit on it because it seems like it's like a clout thing. But I think what's more interesting about the prospect of verification is the fact that there are people out there attempting to fraudulently represent you.
Yeah.
And it proves that fraudulence is not real.
And it's only applicable in the situation that somebody's trying to misrepresent you, which most people, that's not the case, right?
I mean,
if you're not sort of a well-known person, no one's trying to rip you off. I mean, no one's tried to rip me off.
I mean, but that's an interesting point, though, because you think about, like, identity theft and, like...
This is a version of it. I mean, that's where that industry is going, right?
Totally.
I mean, if you were in the identity theft market, like, you're in this game already.
Oh, for sure, dude.
I just watched the McAfee documentary on Showtime.
John McAfee, dude. He's so crazy.
I mean, you watch the documentary and you don't love him. You think he's a fucking scumbag.
I mean, he is a scumbag, but he's like...
He's like a Trump.
I mean, he's insane, dude.
He's a Trump guy.
John McAfee,
he kills and rapes people. Yeah.
John McAfee's the guy who made the antivirus software. McAfee.
Oh, my God. Is he the guy that went a little nuts?
Oh, he went totally nuts.
And killed people?
Totally.
Yeah,
dude.
He's in Belize.
I saw Dateline about
that.
Well,
that guy is off the rails.
There's a Showtime documentary that they made called Gringo, and it's all about his story kind of up until now. But
Jeez.
He's a scumbag.
So wild.
Total scumbag.
He's probably listening to us right now.
Very possible. But yeah, I mean, the reason I kind of brought this up earlier and I didn't really finish the thought because I didn't think it was time and I wanted to just kind of get further in about what Lil McQuella is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I wonder, we're going to have to keep people updated on this one because this is too fascinating to not just kind of keep a constant tab on. But I found a post and this website is called wishcries.com, right?
Ooh.
And this is actually a post from 2016, which goes to show how long Lil McQuella has been around. So I know that we're like, so the beef just happened recently, right?
Yeah.
The beef between...
A couple months ago.
Yeah.
Gosh!
So, but Lil McQuella has been around for a while.
2016.
So this post I found from this blog, wishcries.com, which I think it seems like it's still pretty updated. And it looks like this is either an amateur or a professional anthropologist. It's just a blog. But she wrote a piece. It was called 2006 to 2016, From Lonely Girl 15 to Lil McQuella.
Oh.
Right? Or Lil Michaela, I guess now we're calling her.
I prefer Quayla, actually.
We're just going to keep calling her Lil Quaaludes.
Lil Quaaludes.
But it all talks about how... this is interesting. There's apparently an organization called the Association of Internet Researchers, which we should be.
Association of Internet Researchers.
I know. It's basically what we are.
Well, you know, that's interesting. If they get enough power, they're going to start to dictate the laws, right?
Totally. But this is drawing the comparisons, an anthropological comparison to the all the phases of authenticity in female influencer chapters, essentially, right? So, and it talks about, so Lonely Girl 15 was kind of one of the first, right? 16-year-old YouTube spokesperson, kind of dorky, kind of really set the cadence for what this kind of internet celebrity would be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hidden Cam Conversations, 2016, avid followers expose Lonely Girl 15 as fiction, primarily through investigative labor, such as corroborating timestamps, starting social media accounts to fish or chat with her, and a detailed media archaeology into the actress's old and deleted social media sites. So she came out as fake, but it wasn't fake in the way that we're talking about. It was fake in the context of like a story that you've created, a character that she'd created, right? Then there was this girl named Miranda Sings, fictional micro-celebrity portrayed by actual micro-celebrity Colleen Ballinger / Evans, whose digital estates were first branded under the pseudonym Psycho Soprano, a 29-year-old Colleen about her character. However, she's been posting skits, sketches, reviews, etc. So, created a fake character, became very popular, etc. Then, shout out, Marina Joyce.
Love it.
So Marina Joyce,
it all comes back to Marina Joyce,
19-year-old beauty YouTuber whose concerned followers began churning out flurry of conspiracy theories regarding the apparent domestic abuse, drug problem, and involvement in the occult in July 2016. Save Maria Joyce. Everybody remembers that. It became a really interesting thing, but also was this weird world of like, is it real? Is it not real? Was she actually kidnapped? Was she not kidnapped? Who's this person? What's her deal? Right.
Right.
And then Little Maquela. Little McQuaaludes. Little Michaela, Little McQuaaludes. So we're kind of seeing this. I think it's a little bit of the Timmy Thick thing too, where it's like it doesn't really matter if the character is real as long as we like the story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
So, yeah, we follow gossip and drama that we kind of know might not be true. I mean, the National Enquirer is very popular.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's...
Yeah, it's like entertainment.
I sort of like the entertainment factor of it.
Right. And this is also, I mean, Lil Miquela has been around for a long time, as we talked about, but it's fascinating, because in 2016, I mean, there was a post that came out on Pop Buzz, which I subscribe to. I don't know about you guys, but...
Pop Buzz.
The internet is divided over this Instagram model. Is she real or is she animated? So I think that it's kind of like the conversation's been up and around for a while, but now it's like what does... I think this is interesting, because usually you hear about these things and then they kind of fade into the abyss, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that V-spread that she did, that's recent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the open embrace into the modern celebrity zeitgeist is not old. That's new, you know? And then what does that say? And where do we go from there?
Right. Jeez.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it seems like this is a good way for a magazine to sell magazines, to do a spread on the newest, hottest VR girl.
Yeah.
I mean,
honestly, though,
they're doing it.
Wouldn't it be kind of nicer to deal with VR influencers than real influencers?
Yeah. I mean, it might be a better
system. I know.
Well, that's what everyone thinks. It's like, oh, they're going to be great. We can control them until they live off our flesh.
Yeah. Until they start eating
robots.
Missing deadlines and posting shit. And I'm kind of cool with it.
Too much weed. Yeah. Can you turn your weed setting off?
She's become like not as reliable. Turn down the weed setting.
God, there are some smart fucking people out there, dog.
I know.
And I don't mean like Elon Musk, like, oh my God, they're so smart.
I can send something to
like,
space. It's
this,
like,
this is like people
theoretically.
Yeah, people like, are taking the time to really break down the basic constructs of civilization.
God damn it. When I think about that, it's like I feel like I'm always a few steps behind people like that, where I don't even realize what the next thing could be until they come up with it, and then I'm like, oh my God, yeah, that was the next thing.
Right.
I'll never be ahead of it though.
Last night there was the first debate in the California gubernatorial race.
Goops.
Did you guys watch that?
No.
I didn't care.
Isn't
it's so different from what we're talking about.
Oh man.
That man. I don't know. Like we have one foot in old fashioned democracy and one foot is just 1,000 years in the future.
It's so
how
crazy.
Do you keep it all together?
Yeah, where's the middle ground?
I don't know. Like, they were doing a straight-up debate, and everyone was, like, just barking at each other, being like, I'm the best. No, I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm the best. And, like, no one's really being honest. Newsom got ripped pretty hard for boning his best friend's wife. The guy brought it up on stage. Cool. I was like, whoa. shit just got real.
I mean, this is what's really so awkward. This is also what's so frustrating. I mean, because we talked about this a little bit with Kanye, where people aren't capable of making sense of this stuff, or even trying. I mean, if you got up on the stage of the if you got up and you were actually going for the governor's seat, and you got up and you were talking, you were like, "Listen, what we really need to talk about is a robot uprising." People would be like, "Look at this fucking crazy person, dude. Yes. Look at this tinfoil hat nut job, right?"
Yes.
So it's like, where do you tee-toe the line between the people who are like, "I just want to drive my truck to the fucking greenhouse, get my weed, go home, watch fucking reruns of The Sopranos," right?
Right. You dumb it down, I guess, for the biggest audience, and then you get the votes, and then you get in the office, and then you deal with it. It's hopefully, but
man,
dark futurology, guys.
So we're all fucked, and we're all gonna die.
Well, we didn't really. I mean, we didn't go too deep. I mean,
dark futurology is really interesting. There's so many articles I'm just stumbling upon that, and each one of them is a wormhole in a different direction, but they're all kind of talking about the same thing. I just watched a clip of a little four copter drone that like some guy built with a handgun attached to it, and it's just like,
oh my god,
shooting, and it's got a kickback, but it like catches itself and then shoots again.
We're all so gonna die.
Someone could drone over to my house with a thing, zoom in on me and just blast me and zoom away, and the thing could have no trace on it, and the thing could just fall, whatever.
Yeah,
but no one would get caught. I mean,
there's so many. This is also,
I mean, that's like the rudimentary version of it. That's a guy in his backyard building,
and it's that's like, again, one of those things where I wish there was a way.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I you know, you don't even want to. This is just, it's just crazy. My mind is blown. This shit's fucking so dark.
Looking at the top three posts on dark futurology from the past month is so dark and sad.
Oh, my God.
The third one is Facebook warns investors to expect bigger and worse scandals than Cambridge Analytica.
Oh, my God.
Goldman Sachs asks a biotech research report, is curing patients a sustainable business model?
Oh, my God.
And woman receives a $5,751 ER bill for an ice pack and a bandage.
I saw that. I mean, these are
that's a problem.
So those are the old school problems that we struggle to just fix because of capitalism's fucking terrible griffin talons, right? But I think if we, like, the interesting stuff with, like, little McQuaalude is not... It's so, like, we're watching the dangerous part of the future happen before our eyes, and no one's going to stop it.
No.
You know what I mean? Because we have too many bigger problems with things that we already can't fix.
Yeah, and from the beginning of time, humanity has always been about, well, I don't care what happens after I'm gone. I want to get what I can get in the moment. So it's that's why people fucking plant oak trees right next to the sidewalk. Totally. That's why when you're walking on the sidewalk and suddenly you're like walking over crushed cement in a giant hill, it's because some idiot
totally
planted an oak tree there.
And that's one of those things.
20 years from now, it's gonna destroy the street.
What I was
going to
say that I like didn't want to bring up because it just opens a crazy wormhole. But I think that is one of the many reasons why I really wish there was a way that we could somehow prove what happens after we die.
Yeah.
Either way, like either you go, there is a God, there are these things that happen, and or you go, it's a fucking consciousness abyss that you go into, nothing matters, nothing happens, it's all void, right?
Yeah.
Because there are these things like the guy with the drone and the gun, it's just like, it's random acts of violence that you're dead and you're gone and that's that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's things like this where you're just like, well, we're going to live forever now, and I know that when I'm dead, I get reincarnated as a fucking AI simulation up on the planet Xenu, right?
Yeah.
It would ruin everything if we found out, but I wish we could figure it out so that we could deal with the problems of the current better, you know what I mean? And maybe that's an insane way to think about it, but we should leave you with that, though. That's a good little
ending. And enjoy your week.
This is so fascinating, man. I really enjoyed the last couple episodes we've done in general, but I think we're hitting some fascinating shit here.
Yeah, really wild trends. Like, this is just the beginning. This is just the middle.
Right.
Yeah, I like this sub a lot. This is one I will definitely read at night. and yeah, I have nightmares.
Yeah, this too. Is this. I recently discovered. I think it's actually been kind of on the rise lately. But there's a sub called Bad Vibes, which is kind of the exact opposite of Woe Dude. With Woe Dude, where it's like you get stoned and you're just like, oh, dude, look at this fucking thing doing this thing, bro. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
On Bad Vibes, it's like, oh, dude, no, I don't want no.
I have to follow that. It sounds so like
it's,
my favorite.
It's literally like videos, like surreal videos that you would watch. When you're fucked up, you'd be like,
I don't like this.
I don't like this.
This is making me upset.
The Melee Massacre.
Well, it's not like that kind of shit. It's like
mixed to a DJ song.
It's like this kind of shit.
Yeah, it's
two stuff. Women with horse faces turning around. Like something you'd if you were high, you're like, oh god, I'm so disturbed right now.
Totally. It's like it's stuff that's slightly disturbing, but not not morbid reality. It's like stuff that you look at and you go, oh,
like surreal, grotesque.
What, dude? Yeah.
Ugh.
Yes. Get all right.
It. I love it.
Interesting shit. Okay, let's hit a couple randoms and close this boy out.
All right.
Dang.
Little Maquela.
Little
Maquela, man.
Quay. It's really interesting. Take some time and read about it. We tried our best.
Oh, I just got Christianity.
Oh, that's nice.
That's fun.
This is a good one. Ask New York City.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
It's like if you're going to New York, you can be like, hey, where's the best place to get a street dog?
Where can I get a New York-style pizza?
I want it to be authentic. It's got to be authentic.
That's really funny that it would always be people from, like, southeastern Ohio that are just like, I'm going to New York for the first time. How much are tickets to the ferry to the
to Lady Liberty? When's the best time of day to go there?
I'd like to see cats, please.
That's like me going to New York. I've only ever been twice in my life.
Amazing. You go around with like a camera around your neck and an I Love New York shirt.
Ooh, I also just landed on Crash Bandicoot.
Oh! Whoa.
Great game.
That's my girlfriend's favorite game of all time. Yeah.
It's a great one.
Okay, let's end on
anarchism.
You'll end on anarchism.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, you're getting good ones today.
Anarchism and feels. Those are two really interesting ones.
Yeah.
Feels.
I landed on feels like the first time.
Oh!
So this is...
what's an example of that?
I think it's videos of people doing things for the first time in a compelling way. So this is like... This is actually a famous one that was going around that I loved. It was baby's first time wearing glasses, and it was a baby who just like had blurry vision. His glasses went on, his eyes were just like,
The cutest. My brother had a hearing problem when he was born, and like he had a surgery when he was like 3 months old and heard the radio for the first time, and my mom was like, oh god.
Really?
Yeah, he's like never heard the radio before, and his eyes got really wide, like, oh.
He's like, I love Garrison Keillor. Yeah.
Seal's the best.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So this is a nice one if you want to just like let it all soak in. But
that's a good one.
Two Lebanese men see snow for the first time and insist on shoveling their new neighbor's yard.
Oh, just shit like awesome. That, man.
That's cool.
I love it. Okie dokie. Well, that was a fucking crazy one. We'll follow, like, subscribe. Check out fucking Dark Futurology, dog.
Yeah,
like, we hit one topic. There are a lot of topics on there that are crazy. So
we just picked one, which was good. I think we should all apply to work for a AI bot factory this afternoon.
Let's just start one, man.
Just drop a paper resume off. They're like, paper?
Yeah.
What?
It's ironic. We're ironic.
It's an ironic joke. God.
It's an ironic joke.
God, take the joke.
I think my resume would be a paper mache mask of my face, and inside of it, just my phone number.
Just your phone number. That's it. They're like, I want to meet this guy.
Do you want this bot?
Let's bring him in. I'll be your bot.
It's a cast of my nose.
That's so sweet.
So sweet. All right. So like, share, subscribe, etc.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
The world's awful.
Tell your mom.
We do need up. We need a good sign off, and I think don't give up is a great sign off.
That's good.
It's a great sign off.
We do like, share, rate, tell your mom.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. Because I feel like we talk about stuff that is all like...
It encourages the
end. Even the fun ones are like, this is not a good direction for humanity.
In 5 years, we're going to be the Rebellion Radio. It's like, guy, don't give up.
We're going to be whatever.
Water.
Cheers, guys.
All right.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. Till next time, it's DigiReddit. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
Every day.
Don't give up. Bye.